Welcome to the listening comprehension test. There are three parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each part, you'll have some time to complete the tasks. Now read task one. Now, listen to part one.
Now, Lou, tell me more about this special running event on August 15th.
It's a competition between cross-country runners and the 90-year-old steam engine, which used to carry slate from the Welsh mountains down to the coast. Our train in Tywyn is the world's first preserved railway, and in fact, it was the inspiration for the children's Thomas the Tank Engine stories. Nowadays, the train carries passengers along this route from the coast in Tywyn up to the top of the valley at Abergynolwyn and back.
Okay, but why is it called Race the Train? Do the athletes have to run on the old train track?
No, that would be too dangerous, because the train is on the track and it has to stop at the stations on its way up and down the valley. But the runner's route is as close to the track as possible, at least on the way up the valley.
So, the runners take a different route down the valley?
Yes, that's right. And they say that the second half of the course is more difficult than the first.
But it must be all downhill on the second half of the course.
Well, not really. The route down the valley goes up and down and across the side of the hills on narrow tracks, as well as through streams and deep boggy areas.
I see. And what distance do the runners have to cover?
To beat the train, they have to run the 14 miles faster than the 1 hour 48 minutes the train takes for the same distance.
Wow, that's not so easy. I don't think I could do that. Is this a popular event in Wales?
It has become very popular all over Britain, and even in the running communities abroad. At the first race in 1984, there were only 48 runners on the start line. 30 years on, there are about 1,100 participants. And guess what? This year, I am one of them.
Really? Are you fit enough for such a race?
We'll see. I've been training hard. But it is not just a running competition, you know. Race the Train is Tywyn's biggest fundraising event, and it has collected thousands of pounds for charity over the years. Would you like to sponsor me?
Yes, sure. I'll pay your entry fee if you beat the train. And then maybe if you win, you can...
Now, listen to part one again.
Now, Lou, tell me more about this special running event on August 15th.
It's a competition between cross-country runners and the 90-year-old steam engine, which used to carry slate from the Welsh mountains down to the coast. Our train in Tywyn is the world's first preserved railway, and in fact, it was the inspiration for the children's Thomas the Tank Engine stories. Nowadays, the train carries passengers along this route from the coast in Tywyn up to the top of the valley at Abergynolwyn and back.
Okay, but why is it called Race the Train? Do the athletes have to run on the old train track?
No, that would be too dangerous, because the train is on the track and it has to stop at the stations on its way up and down the valley. But the runner's route is as close to the track as possible, at least on the way up the valley.
So, the runners take a different route down the valley?
Yes, that's right. And they say that the second half of the course is more difficult than the first.
But it must be all downhill on the second half of the course.
Well, not really. The route down the valley goes up and down and across the side of the hills on narrow tracks, as well as through streams and deep boggy areas.
I see. And what distance do the runners have to cover?
To beat the train, they have to run the 14 miles faster than the 1 hour 48 minutes the train takes for the same distance.
Wow, that's not so easy. I don't think I could do that. Is this a popular event in Wales?
It has become very popular all over Britain, and even in the running communities abroad. At the first race in 1984, there were only 48 runners on the start line. 30 years on, there are about 1,100 participants. And guess what? This year, I am one of them.
Really? Are you fit enough for such a race?
We'll see. I've been training hard. But it is not just a running competition, you know. Race the Train is Tawyn's biggest fundraising event, and it has collected thousands of pounds for charity over the years. Would you like to sponsor me?
Yes, sure. I'll pay your entry fee if you beat the train. And then maybe if you win, you can...
This is the end of part one. Now read task two. Now listen to part two. Ben, may I introduce you to my private coach, Mr. Nimble? He has been my trainer for the last 6 months, and he's also, well, let's say a Race the Train veteran.
Hello, Mr. Nimble. Nice to meet you. I'm Ben from California. I'm living with my friend Lou and his family at the moment. I'm an exchange student.
Hi, Ben. Oh, you're the guy Lou recently stayed with in the USA. It must have been an impressive experience for him. When he came back, he couldn't stop talking about California, you know? Hollywood, white sandy beaches, and of course, Californian girls.
Yes, we had a fantastic time. I think what Lou enjoyed most was the surfing course I gave him. But tell me, why did Lou introduce you as a Race the Train veteran?
Well, that's because Mr. Nimble, Gareth, has been taking part in Race the Train from the very beginning.
Oh, really? For how many years?
Must be over 30 years now.
In all those years, Gareth has always finished the course, but he has never managed to beat the steam train.
Yeah, but last year everything went well during the race, and I was ahead of the train until we got to the muddy stretch at Dolgoch. First, I lost one of my shoes in the mud and dropped back a lot. And then, during the last 1.5 miles, I felt some pain in my left leg. From step to step, it got worse, and I had to limp the last quarter of a mile to the end.
That was bad luck for you, Mr. Nimble. What was wrong with your leg?
Oh, nothing serious. It was just a cramp in the calf, or as an American would call it, a Charlie horse. Maybe you know this severe pain you get in the leg muscles when you're doing sports activities like hiking or running.
Oh, I know that from playing football.
Well, come on then. That's enough chat. It's time to get going. Hugh, get your muscles warmed up. Do some bending and stretching. What about you, Ben? Would you like to join Lou with his training program?
Yeah, that would be really great.
Now listen to part two again. Ben, may I introduce you to my private coach, Mr. Nimble? He has been my trainer for the last 6 months, and he's also, well, let's say a race-the-train veteran.
Hello, Mr. Nimble. Nice to meet you. I'm Ben from California. I'm living with my friend Lou and his family at the moment. I'm an exchange student.
Hi, Ben. Oh, you're the guy Lou recently stayed with in the USA. It must have been an impressive experience for him. When he came back, he couldn't stop talking about California, you know? Hollywood, white sandy beaches, and of course, Californian girls.
Yes, we had a fantastic time. I think what Lou enjoyed most was the surfing course I gave him. But tell me, why did Lou introduce you as a Race the Train veteran?
Well, that's because Mr. Nimble, Gareth, has been taking part in Race the Train from the very beginning.
Oh, really? For how many years?
Must be over 30 years now.
In all those years, Gareth has always finished the course, but he has never managed to beat the steam train.
Yeah, but last year everything went well during the race, and I was ahead of the train until we got to the muddy stretch at Dolgoch. First, I lost one of my shoes in the mud and dropped back a lot. And then during the last 1.5 miles, I felt some pain in my left leg. From step to step, it got worse, and I had to limp the last quarter of a mile to the end.
That was bad luck for you, Mr. Nimble. What was wrong with your leg?
Oh, nothing serious. It was just a cramp in the calf, or as an American would call it, a Charlie horse. Maybe you know this severe pain you get in the leg muscles when you're doing sports activities like hiking or running.
Oh, I know that from playing football.
Well, come on then. That's enough chat. It's time to get going. Hugh, get your muscles warmed up. Do some bending and stretching. What about you, Ben? Would you like to join Lou with his training program?
Yeah, that would be really great.
This is the end of part two. Now read task three. Now listen to part three.
Well, here we are at Tuwin for this year's Race the Train event, and the first runners are approaching the finish. I'm joined by Tegwin Owen, one of the organizers, who can tell us something about the race. Hello, Tegwin.
Hello, Anne.
How many people usually manage to beat the train?
Well, it depends on the participants, of course, but we have some very good international runners taking part, and usually about 10 or 15% of the competitors manage to beat the train.
But I've seen some quite elderly people among the participants. They don't have much of a chance, really, do they?
You never know. My uncle is taking part today, and, of course, he wants to beat the train, but he's also hoping to get the prize for the fastest runner in the men's over-60s category.
He must be very fit, then.
Oh, Gareth certainly is. He's lived in these hills all his life.
Well, the first runners must now be approaching the finish line, so let's go and see. No one is going to break the record this year because the rainy weather has made the course very slippery and difficult. Well, some 20 or 30 runners have clearly beaten the train this year, but the excitement is growing because we can hear the train's whistle and see the steam as the train now approaches the finish line.
Look, there's Gareth coming. I think he's going to manage it.
And yes, he has! Gareth has just crossed the line about 10 seconds before the train.
Well done, Gareth!
Whew, that was close, wasn't it? But I did it.
Congratulations, Gareth. You were the last of the 115 competitors who managed to beat the train this year.
Yes, the train didn't catch me on the way up. And the train needs 10 minutes at Abergynolwyn to turn round, so I knew I had some time in reserve.
So, everything went well this year?
Well, not really. I slipped on the narrow track above Bryn Glas and cut my knee badly. It was a good job Lou was there. He patched me up and helped me to get going again. But on the last section, the pain was terrible, and I really had to push myself to keep up with Lou. But we made it. I'm so happy.
So there we are, an exhausted but happy Gareth. And that's it from 2WIN. If you want this year's results in full, check the Race the Train website. And if you want to take part yourself next year, now is the time to start to train for the race in which you race the train. Goodbye from 2WIN, and back to the studio.
Now, listen to part 3 again.
Well, here we are at 2WIN for this year's Race the Train event, and the first runners are approaching the finish. I'm joined by Tegwyn Owen, one of the organizers, who can tell us something about the race. Hello, Tegwyn.
Hello, Anne.
How many people usually manage to beat the train?
Well, it depends on the participants, of course, but we have some very good international runners taking part, and usually about 10 or 15% of the competitors manage to beat the train.
But I've seen some quite elderly people among the participants. They don't have much of a chance, really, do they?
You never know. My uncle is taking part today, and, of course, he wants to beat the train, but he's also hoping to get the prize for the fastest runner in the men's over-60s category.
He must be very fit, then.
Oh, Gareth certainly is. He's lived in these hills all his life.
Well, the first runners must now be approaching the finish line, so let's go and see. No one is going to break the record this year because the rainy weather has made the course very slippery and difficult. Well, some 20 or 30 runners have clearly beaten the train this year, but the excitement is growing because we can hear the train's whistle and see the steam as the train now approaches the finish line.
Look, there's Gareth coming. I think he's going to manage it.
And yes, he has! Gareth has just crossed the line about 10 seconds before the train.
Well done, Gareth!
Whew, that was close, wasn't it? But I did it.
Congratulations, Gareth. You were the last of the 115 competitors who managed to beat the train this year.
Yes, the train didn't catch me on the way up. And the train needs 10 minutes at Abergynolwyn to turn round, so I knew I had some time in reserve.
So, everything went well this year?
Well, not really. I slipped on the narrow track above Bryn Glas and cut my knee badly. It was a good job Lou was there. He patched me up and helped me to get going again. But on the last section, the pain was terrible, and I really had to push myself to keep up with Lou. But we made it. I'm so happy.
So there we are, an exhausted but happy Gareth. And that's it from 2WIN. If you want this year's results in full, check the Race the Train website. And if you want to take part yourself next year, now is the time to start to train for the race in which you race the train. Goodbye from 2WIN, and back to the studio.
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.